Thank you very much indeed, Madam Chairperson. I'd like to begin by commending the delegation for the high-level delegation indeed, and to welcome them, of course, but to thank them and commend them on the announcement that was made in at the beginning of this dialogue on their decision to submit an initiative to decriminalise abortion without grounds in Chile. While awaiting this, we are going to touch on the current problems that link to decriminalisation of abortion on three grounds, and that was done in 2017. According to Ministry of Health data, from 2018 through to the 15th of October 2020, over 2,000 abortions were conducted, largely linked to fetal inviability, 49.6%. This was followed by risk to the woman's health, 32%. And cases of pregnancy as a result of rape, this was just 18.4%. The figures are reversed. They're the opposite when you talk about girls and teenagers, because 144 abortions that were done to minors in this period, of these, 82.6% were done on the grounds of being victim of rape. The committee expressed concern in the concluding observations to Chile in 2018 on the high rate of teenage pregnancy and the prevalence of sexual abuse against adolescents and girls at very young ages. According to the National Statistics Institute, in 2019, 649 girls aged between 10 and 13 entered prenatal care programs, and just 27 of them were able to get an abortion because they had been raped. This figure may be due to the judicial authorization proceedings that girls and adolescents face when it comes to accessing abortion services, and the limited time frame that currently exists for abortion in the case of rape. My first question then is, what is being done to prevent early pregnancy, sexual violence against girls and adolescents, and to avoid the late deliverance of the substituted judicial authorization, the judicial bypass, which affects minors when it comes to the decision to conduct the abortion? What is being done to ensure that girls and adolescents have exercised their right to receive clear, accessible and timely information, as well as to be heard when it comes to the taking of this decision? Are there protocols or follow-up to the priority that needs to be given to solving these cases? According to the records of the Ministry of Health, in June 2018, 47.2% of obstetricians who were hired in public hospitals said that they were conscientious objectors in at least one of the three grounds, mainly in cases of pregnancy as a result of rape. One out of every two obstetricians working in public hospitals used the fact that they were a conscientious objector on at least one of these grounds, primarily in the case of pregnancy as a result of rape. According to the interpretation of the Constitutional Court, conscientious objection is permitted at the institutional level. Is there a draft law to ensure that conscientious objection is only limited to the individual? Are there any possibilities that would push this project forward and that would fully guarantee the right to abortion? In smaller regions with very few health centres, women and girls who are victims of sexual violence cannot get abortions, because if the medical staff there are conscientious objectors, is there any plan in place to ensure that there is at least one doctor who is not a conscientious objector? Have you thought about regulating that in any way? Let me turn to obstetric violence. 79.3% of women in Chile believe they have experienced some form of obstetric violence, particularly women between 18 and 29, as well as those who identify as indigenous, women with disabilities, migrants and LGBTI women. What has the state considered ensuring access to justice and reparations for the victims of forced treatments such as forced sterilization in the case of indigenous women with disabilities and the LGBTI population? We've already heard a little bit about contraception this morning. What I'd like to know here is whether the state party is going to remedy the harm caused to women who used contraception didn't work properly, that was distributed in public establishments. Thank you.
Yes.